This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consulting services to a dynamic industry. Friday, June 5, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Friday, global miners Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton said they'd combine their major Australian iron ore operations, ruining a $19.5 billion bid by China's Chinalco to secure a stake in Rio and long-term access to its key ore supplies. Rio also said it was raising $15.2 billion in a deeply discounted rights issue to further cut its hefty debt pile. BHP and Rio have agreed to combine the operations into a 50-50 joint venture, generating savings of at least $10 billion. BHP, which dropped a bid to buy Rio last year, will pay Rio Tinto $5.8 billion to take its equity interest in the venture to 50%, but it stressed that the agreement was non-binding at this stage. South African black-owned empowerment firm Mvelaphanda Resources would delist from the JSE in early 2010, confirming that it had decided to unbundle rather than doing a deal with a third party. Chairperson Lazarus Zim said the unbundling strategy eliminated risk for shareholders in a time of unprecedented volatility. He said that the possible unlock of value inherent in the holding company structure was likely to be in excess of 2 million rand, or over 10 rand for each Mvela Resources share. Executive Manager Commercial James Wellstead said that Mvela Resources would unbundle its 62.8% stake in Northam Platinum to shareholders after September, when Northam completed its bankable feasibility study of the Booysendal project. He noted that if Northam decided to proceed with the rights issue after the completion of the BFS, Mvela Resources would be in a position to take up the offered shares. Only after this is done would the company unbundle its Northam shares to its shareholders. Also making headlines, Vancouver-based Teck Resources is in discussions with potential buyers for a 20% stake in its coal mining assets. ASX-listed BC Iron signs a deal with Fortescue to start mining in Western Australia. A landslide buries at least 59 people at a Chinese iron ore mine. And De Beers ramps up its diamond output. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.